Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hello, hello, everybody. My amazing co-host Lisa Davis is away today, so I will be hosting the show solo. Okay, so when I was younger, I had many digestive issues. And at one point in my mid-20s, I couldn't even eat without experiencing gas, bloating, and even pain. So I really understand what you're going through if you experience any of the same symptoms that I did. But luckily, there are ways to heal our digestive system. And today, I am joined by the amazing Robert Scott Bell, a homeopath, author, and radio show himself, we're going to talk about restoring the digestive health of people who've been damaged by processed foods and modern medicine. Welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio, Robert.
Andrea, it's nice to be with you, especially on a topic as important as recovering the integrity of the gut.
Oh, one of my favorite topics, by the way. So let's jump right in. Talk about how the gut gets damaged in the first place, and what are some ways we can help to heal it?
Well, primary among the ways that it's harmed right from birth are vaccinations. You'll often see evidence of, let's say, some of the ingredients within those vaccines prop up in the gut or appear in the gut and damage the gut. But most people are familiar with modern medicine in terms of antibiotics. That's the largest swath of destruction that is done, albeit there are times for them. But in reality, even one dose, if not corrected afterwards, can lead to a lifetime of leaky gut, dysbiosis, candida overgrowth, and such. That's just the two most prominent of modern medical interventions. But of course, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, plastifiers, heavy metals, GMOs, to name a few.
Yeah, and you know, I love that you're saying that, Robert, because I mean, at Naturally Savvy, we are all about living organic, non-GMO, healthy. So I think it's great that we're reviewing this and talking about different ways that really that our gut can be destroyed or things that can hurt our gut. All right, so I want to just talk a little bit about antibiotics, because I think for those who are listening, they might think, well, yeah, I know when I'm given antibiotics, I'm supposed to take probiotics after because I know that helps. Talk a little bit about how someone who, let's say, has been on a lot of antibiotics or is maybe taking one right now, how could we help them? What are some tips you can help them in terms of helping to heal their gut?
Yeah, this is important, and I do support the use of probiotics. I think it's very important. Fermented foods, very important. But if you have a damaged terrain to the extent that antibiotics can do, let's just imagine your healthy gut flora and the place it lives, much like a beautiful rainforest. And if that rainforest is decimated by napalm, it's not just the microbes that are killed, it's literally the trees, the fauna, the flora, all of it. And you try to put the good guys back into that environment, it's like the desert. They're not supposed to live in the desert. We've got to restore the rainforest. So my goal is to restore integrity to the actual terrain of the intestinal tract. And I've utilized a protocol. I've written about it extensively in Unlock the Power to Heal, my book. But it really is the difference between retaining a healthy gut flora that you replenish or having it pass right through, because it looks up at you and says, listen, I don't live in the desert. Where's the forest I'm designed to live in?
I love that. So like, let's say someone's listening right now. They're like, well, wait a second. Okay, this all makes sense to me. I get it. How do I know if my gut is damaged?
Well, there are so many symptoms, some more overt than others. I was of a gut-damaged generation. I was the antibiotic kid. I had every allergy known to man, which is really sourced from leaky gut, not the allergen per se, but the leaky gut that causes a hyperimmune response and sometimes leads even to autoimmunity or immune collapse later on in life. But for me, it was constipation. It was irregularity of bowel movements. But I also had gas and bloating, the classic acid indigestion and heartburn that they used to call, now they call it gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, other things like that. So they're usually not subtle. People know if they have GI disturbance. The body is very good at signaling, hey, something's up down here, you got to correct it. But unfortunately, we're trained to drug it and not correct it.
It's so true. And so, okay, so talk a little bit about your protocol. You said you wrote about it. Like, let's say someone right now, they're like, okay, I'm interested. I want to learn more about what you do, Robert. Talk just for a few minutes about what you would do to take someone. And I know everybody is really unique and different, and everybody has different digestive issues. But what just a general idea of how you would help them?
Well, the key for me is to acknowledge that there is inflammation of the epithelial lining, much like you get a cut, a scrape, or a burn, or a wound outside of your body on the skin. That's epithelial tissue as well. Same thing is happening inside with the damage to the gut. The question is, how do we heal it? We can't put a Band-Aid on it. I mean, that's like a surgical procedure. So what I've utilized and investigated, things that reduce tissue inflammation. One of the most profound tools is a trace element known as silver. People know colloidal silver, but I use silver hydrosol, a much purer and more active state. And I drive it into the gut with aloe vera juice to help cool the inflammation and heal tissue. In modern medicine, the burn care centers around the world, I mean talking third-degree burn care, they use a silver-based drug to heal epithelial tissue. Why not utilize a safer form within the gut to heal that tissue so then you can replenish the probiotic colonies that have the appropriate place to live? So it's a three-time-a-day protocol, silver and aloe combination, about a tablespoon or two of each, and then you do that in an empty stomach, drink it down three times a day. You do probiotic replenishment at night, simple 2 weeks for candida, 4, 6, or 8 weeks when you're dealing with colitis, Crohn's, irritable bowel, leaky gut, diverticulitis. Remember, the road to colostomy bags is actually paved by antibiotics and prednisone, and then they start ripping out parts of your gut. I'm not exaggerating. They're doing this to teenagers. So this is a very important turnaround for people, even if they're on the road to that right now.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Well, I don't love it, but I'm happy you brought up prednisone, because my dad has ankylosing spondylitis. He's had it since he was in his 20s, and he has been put on prednisone so many times. And, you know, I'm going to have him listen to this interview. And let's say he wants to learn more. Where can people go? Are you practicing one-on-one with people? Do you have a protocol where people can access it online? How could people learn more and really try to help themselves?
Well, I do consult mostly with physicians about their tough cases, but I have my radio show goes 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. You can go to robertscottbell.com. Those that want to read the protocol in depth can read Unlock the Power to Heal or go to unlockthepowertoheal.com. You can download the ebook there, or you can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But there are a lot of things I do in answering questions on the air, or even if people leave me messages on the air, for a lot of people to hear it.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, so I want to know a little bit more about the silver hydrosol that you're talking about. So I am very familiar with colloidal silver. What is it? Yeah. Is it a form of colloidal silver? What's the difference? Talk just a little bit about that.
Sure. It's in the family of colloidal silver, but it's much more pure in that it's a pharmaceutical grade purified water base. So there's no contaminants. There's no salts or proteins to bind the silver. And then you're able to put a low concentration, like a 10 part per million of a nanometer or smaller sized active charge particle. So it has immediate efficiency in the body, and the body is able to bind and excrete it via the liver into the colon. So you don't deal with a bioaccumulation. People get concerned about discoloration due to the wrong form of colloidal silver to excess. I use the form people may have heard of, sovereign silver. The doctors use Argentum 23, but that's the silver hydrosol I use.
Oh, I'm very familiar with Sovereign Silver, the brand. I know exactly who. That's Theo that owns that company, right?
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
Sovereign
Theo.
Silver.
Good guy.
Yeah,
his father, his father developed the technology to put it out there. And it's been a godsend, because it took me 2 years to recover my gut health before I knew about this protocol. Afterwards, now I'm able to help people that are worse off than I was in 2 months or a shorter time period, which is really quite miraculous. But I understand the pathways that are being worked here, and I know why it works. That's why I wrote about it.
Oh, that's awesome. And, you know, we work with a company called Lily of the Desert, who does aloe vera juice. They have an organic aloe vera juice.
Beautiful.
So that's actually a very interesting protocol. So that's, wow, I love that. And I know you're obviously so full of information. And I wanted you on the show today also because you're going to be speaking at the Total Health Show in Toronto, Canada, between April 8th and 10th. Just talk a little bit about that, about what you're going to be speaking about. And I know you're speaking three times during the weekend. So if you could tell our listeners what you'll be talking about.
Well, one is our topic today. I'm going to talk in depth about the protocol for gut recovery, because that's the seat of the immune system. Of course, digestion, assimilation, endocrine function, neurological function as well. So that's very important. Another thing I'm going to hit is the vaccine issue, which, of course, is a great controversy. But I'm going to talk about folks that have woken to the dangers, and maybe they decide they don't want to do it. What are their options? Are there other things we can do? And with homeopathy and nozodes, we have homeoprophylaxis. So I'll talk a little bit about that as another option for the immune system.
Amazing, Robert. Well, you can learn more about Robert at robertscottbell.com and unlockthepowertoheal.com. You can also follow him on Twitter, like we do, at RS Bell Media. And you can be sure to hear him at the Total Health Show in Toronto, Canada, from April 8th to the 10th. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Stay well.